And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa back in, well, we're not in the studio. We're at Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, right across from SeaWorld, right next to the Dana Landing and Dana Landing Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. We're celebrating today, celebrating the holidays and celebrating Ron Lane's birthday. 16 today. Yeah, 16. For sure. And we're celebrating an amazing, we're just surrounded by Hobie right now. There's Hobie Kayaks. We've got the I-11 inflatables in the water for demos. And we've got an amazing Hobie prize for the step up of the mic, too. So we'll tell you all about it. Come on down now. We're inside Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Come on down. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at the restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Bluefin tuna are here, and now is the time to take advantage of this amazing bite. The hot jig last year and this season is the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. It's a totally new concept of butterfly jigging, but deadly effective. Best part, it's very simple to fish the Shimano Flat Fall. Drop the jig down to where the fish are holding, then crank it up 30 feet and then free spool. Or cast the jig and let it fall while in free spool. Wait for the bite, then put it in gear and wind. It's that easy. The Shimano Flat Fall is a center balanced jig and falls with a wobbling action in a horizontal position, making it irresistible to big bluefin tuna. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the Flat Fall, ranging in size from the 130 gram to the 250 gram. They're back in stock now at your local Shimano dealer. So get yours now and go catch a fish of a lifetime on the Shimano Butterfly Flat Fall Jig. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're live at Fast Lane, and man, what a cool spot to do a live broadcast from. And what a cool reason. This is just going to be a great day.
Anybody that's ever spent any time indoors at Fast Lane Kayaks, it's like the ultimate fun store, the ultimate place to have fun. Ron Lane's got everything in here to to keep people having fun, right, Ron?
Hey, Toys R Us.
Now, and you also,
can I say that?
And also, you keep the Fountain of Youth here too. This stand up, the Hobie stand up paddleboards.
Well, you know, I've kind of designed this to be interesting, and I kind of want to, when I come to work, think about, gosh, should I really be here or should I be out on the water?
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this week has been great on those stand-up paddle boards, Pete.
Oh, what a week.
The Fountain of Youth.
Yeah. First of all, happy birthday, Ron.
Yeah, happy birthday,
Ron.
Yeah,
and boy, I mean, that is the truth. There's a whole row of stand-up paddle boards, whether you want to fish, surf, stand-up in the bay, or you want to go surfing in the waves. You've got everything that covers that for stand-up.
Well, yeah. I mean, and stand-up boards are, you know, we call it the Fountain of Youth. Yeah. And that is so true. I mean, when you're out, I don't know, I've surfed for 50 years or more. I'd hate to think how long, maybe longer now. Anyway, when you've been surfing a long time and this changes it up and it'll extend your ability to surf or stay on the water.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a good cross trainer.
It's amazing what it does for you, for sure.
Now, for somebody that doesn't know the difference, what is the difference? You said you got boards for the bay and boards for the surf.
I mean,
you know, I've seen people that are, you know, that don't have a surfing background like myself come in and get boards from you, you know, because there's some that are just so easy to deal with, and there's differences that you guys have between those two, right? Surfing boards and cruisers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's sort of about that glide. You know, you're standing on a board out on the water, you're standing up, you're visible, you know, it's really a visual thing, and as you paddle, it just glides, and it's fun to do, and you can go explore. I mean, we've got so many places. I mean, there's a whole niche of people launching at Kellogg's Beach, touring the bay. They can paddle to the point, La Jolla Shores, and go to the caves. I mean, we're just living in a Disneyland of water toys.
So generally speaking, when you go from one that you just want to cruise the bay in, those are generally a little bit bigger. But the new lightweight boards are amazingly stable and light, too, right?
Yeah, well, lugging them around, I mean, it's like a big longboard. They're heavy.
Yeah.
The foam and the way they build them has made them lighter now, so it's easier to carry. They got handles in the middle.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're motivated, you want to get out on the water, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And we've got boards that are racing-style ones that are long. Right. They call them touring boards. But I still think that all-arounder is the way to go. Because you could surf it a little. You can, you know, when it's small, you can go out and paddle in the ocean. You don't have to paddle through 6 or 8 foot waves to get out, you know.
Right.
And the other thing that I really like is that when you spend some time out on the water, you come back and you just feel better. And it's quick and easy. You don't have a big clean down or wash up your boat or anything. Just a quick way to get on the water.
Yeah.
I feel like years ago, the thought about kayaks was there, you know, they're tippy and I'm going to fall over and I need to know what I'm doing before I get one. Hobie and Ron, like, they changed that. I mean, anybody at all ever could go in and sit in a, you know, in a Hobie kayak and never worry about stability. Are paddle boards getting to that same way? I mean, do you have to have a background of knowing how to surf and board and all those things?
No.
Or do they have things that are so easy, you know, somebody who's never done it before could get one and start paddling around?
You're right on there. Pretty much.
You can
just stand up and go.
That's
and now the Hobie's just come out with a completely new game changer on the paddleboard scene. It's called the Hobie Eclipse. It's literally you steer it with handles.
Yeah.
You stand up,
really?
You pedal
it's pretty
it.
Amazing.
It's like gym equipment, you know, an elliptical machine
on the water.
Meta stand up board, And they're fast. So that whole thing is just blown up too. I mean, we're talking about lots of different ways to get on the water.
That's so cool.
And you know what, one of the things that I always say to people is I go, "Man, you got to disguise your exercise with fun."
Fun.
Otherwise,
that's what it's all about.
You're probably not going to do it. How many guys out there have gym memberships that they went 3 times, got all fired up, and then it's just gone?
Yeah.
They don't ever go back.
Yeah, and you can go catch fish, you know,
totally.
Like that I-11 that you're demoing in the water today here at Fastlane.
That
can double also as a stand-up paddleboard if you want.
I got to tell you, that thing took us by surprise. We knew that there was a niche there that would be perfect. And all of a sudden, Hobie comes out with a Mirage Drive with a comfortable seat on an inflatable kayak that can actually go back in the bag very quickly, and it has rollers to roll around. It was a huge percentage of our kayak sales this year.
Yeah,
that's crazy. It's really cool.
And if you want to try one, they're in the water here.
Yeah.
Free. Just see one of the guys.
Oh, come down and go demo it. I mean, but be careful. Trevor you'll Cowan. Get hooked.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful day out there.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
And the cool thing about the I-11 is that it's a very quick kayak, too. It's got the Mirage Drive reverse in it. It's got everything you could want on a regular kayak, and it folds up and blows up, right?
Yeah, we call it show up and blow up.
Yeah.
I mean, and Hayden and Trevor, Trevor's here.
Yeah.
And Trevor and Hayden had a race.
Yeah.
It was like a minute 25 seconds was the winner.
To get that thing from blown in a bag to get, ready to go.
No, they laid it open.
Okay.
They blew it up in a minute and 25 seconds.
Minute and 25 seconds.
That's so
yeah.
cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what, you know, then you've got a kayak, a full-blown Mirage Drive kayak, that you, and it's comfortable to sit in, and it's fast and nimble. Debbie and I took them to Mammoth Lakes. We ended up fishing three or four lakes in a couple of days and just had a ball catching trout on them.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Well, I mean, what the ultimate Christmas gift right there.
There you go.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
for somebody.
We've got a few of them stacked up over there that guys are waiting to put under the tree.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about, speaking of ultimate Christmas gift, if you don't, you know, you want a little more budget-oriented and you want something for a guy that, an older guy that's been around for a while that is really a collector's item, this prize that we're giving away today for the stand, step up to the mic, that thing, that's an amazing prize.
You know what? Hobie just continues. I mean, this company has had so much history. I mean, when they started building surfboards, and this close to 60 years ago, and skateboard craze came out. They're right in the middle of that. One of our friends, John Fries, was on the first Hobie Super Surfer skateboard team.
Yeah.
And they
Best Pizza and Pizza Nova.
Guy, you know, we fish with him. He's hysterical. Who ever would have thought it? John was a champion, a Hobie
skateboard. I had no idea. So cool.
And I'm going, yeah. He said, I was. And he sent me a picture of him and Duke Kanamoko in Hawaii after he had won a contest. Anyhow, this Super Surfers are those old traditional, you know, little skateboards that had the stringers in them, you know, the wood, the mahogany stringers. They're classics. The only thing they did was they even replicated the wheels, you know, the old trucks on them. But these are classic collector items, and every one of them's numbered. They're built, they're put in a box, and they're all, you know, have a letter of authenticity.
They're works of art is what they are.
Yeah.
There's one on display over here.
Total wall hangers.
Yeah. But you can skateboard on it if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they got urethane wheels. You want like the old clay wheels. You hit a little pebble and you're going for the Band-Aids.
Yeah. So we're going to give one away today to step up the mic along with the Hobie lifeguard hat. But if you want one, what a great Christmas gift for somebody. They're $225. And they're all numbered. There's only 10 available.
Right now.
They're limited edition.
Yeah.
They're not going to make that many.
Yeah, they're selling them, you know, at the Hobie stores up in San Clemente. And this is just they issued them out. I just think it's a classic.
It's called a Hobie Super Surfer.
You know, how many guys have sat around and go, wow, I used to have a balsa wood surfboard, or I used to have, I mean.
Exactly.
You know,
totally,
I was a millionaire until my mom gave my baseball cards away kind of thing. You know? I wish I had all those old surfboards. That's exactly right. A little piece of history.
That's really cool.
So come on down. Now, in addition to the I-11, some of the other favorite kayaks, of course, the big fishing kayak is, of course, the Pro Angler, right?
Pro Angler.
And it's every year Hobie makes it better. What
have
they done this year?
Well, they last year they came out with the Mirage Drive Reverse. They call it the MD-180. Well, now they have the Arc Drive, where they just improved the way that you adjust the pedals. It's a button on the top. So, and they've also included, you know, other little on the splash deck, the weather decks, they have a better setup, and they're always adding new little things to the boats. But I got to tell you, that Pro Angler, since it came out, my favorite boat.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
So
comfortable, so stable
and fast.
People
don't really. We didn't think it would be that fast. Well, hey, a great fishing kayak is simply fast, comfortable, and stable.
Yeah,
and this thing rocks it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's pretty amazing. So what else is going on in the kayak fishing world with you guys here at at Fastlane?
Well, pretty much, you know, with the I-11 coming out and taking over, I just couldn't believe it. Guys are.
Is that your number one selling kayak now?
It is to this year,
I'm
and
so
it really.
Why is that?
Well, it's because you can put it in a boat. You can leave it in your boat. I mean, how many times you've been out at an island like San Clemente Island?
Catalina.
You want to blow it up, get in those boiler rocks, and go fishing. God.
Yeah, you could just have it in a bag on the deck.
Yep.
And then, okay, let's go kayak.
Yeah, that's cool.
Or like what Debbie and I did. We threw two of them in our van.
Yeah.
And we had them in the back. And we went on vacation with them. Motorhomes, you can easily put them in a motorhome.
Sure.
And then there's a lot of guys that have a fishing kayak, but, you know, maybe they want to get their wife a kayak to go with them sometimes. But it also would substitute as a buddy can go with you. I mean, it's just a great alternative.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
For sure. So we have a lot going on down here at Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay this morning and through the day here, and it's going to be fun. Now, I see Ava and your lovely wife setting up an incredible spread here on the Traeger grill.
Yeah,
what's going to happen?
That's another thing. Traegers. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. I mean, you have Traegers here, too.
Yeah, Traeger for sale. And I got to tell you, those things really snuck up on us. I mean, I threw my barbecue away.
Right.
It's like I don't burn steaks anymore.
So what's Debbie cooking on the Traeger today, this morning?
Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls on the Traeger.
Yeah.
Really?
And we've been doing cookies on them, too. I mean, they just work for everything.
We have
versatile.
We have coffee. We have Traegered cinnamon rolls coming up, so what a great day to come on down.
To rewind on that Traeger thing, this is the second year in a row on Thanksgiving. We go up to San Onofre and surf all day, where we put our turkey in the little tailgater Traeger, had it just connected to Hayden's car, you know, on the little, what do they call that, an inverter.
Yeah.
We cooked our whole turkey on the beach at San Onofre.
How cool is
that? Wow.
You know,
that's crazy.
I was talking to Steve Pinard next door, who owns Dana Landing, and he was telling me that it's kind of one of those set it and forget it deals. You just put it in, you push the button, and then you come back and it's cooked.
That's so rad. That's my style.
That sounds good.
That's what I
do. Way better than sitting there tending the barbecue, waiting to burn something.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. You should come on down, Fastlane, right here. We're inside.
You're not
kidding.
So
come on in.
This place is so cool.
Yeah.
Like Ron and just everybody, all the Lanes, the whole family has just made this place so much fun and so inviting. I couldn't agree with you more, Pete. This is just a good time to come down and hang out and enjoy some good fun. It's good holidays, and there's all kinds of cool stuff around, cool stuff to see. And we want to have you join us, so come on down. We're at Fastlane again, right at Dana Landing, right across the street from SeaWorld and Mission Bay. Super easy to find, and we'd love to have you. And as you heard, such an awesome prize with that Hobie Super Surfer skateboard and that Hobie lifeguard hat. And that's for anybody that steps up to the microphone. So, again, if you want to step up to the mic, ask a question. Just see Tommy P. Let him know that you'd like to ask a question, and we'll get you in the running for that. And, boy, we certainly haven't forgot about you on the phones, too. If you're driving down to Fastlane or want to give us a call this morning on the show, we would love to hear from you. There's two ways that you can reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can call us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And not only will you be taking your calls, you're also going to get a chance to win a half-day trip for two to go fishing aboard the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Get in on that great fishing that's going on right now on board the Daily Double. So, again, great prizes, great fun, and great times. Come on down and come join us for a lot of fun. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, taking your stand-up microphone questions. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Talk about great stuff from Shimano. You talk about the ultimate Christmas gift. What about a Tranx 300 to go along with a Terramar rod.
We're in the land of Hobie kayaks, and you want to talk about the ultimate rig for inshore fishing on everything you do? Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Tranch 300, Terramar, 80MH, 80H rod. It's a perfect combo because you could fish anything from inshore bass to small yellows, kelp patty tuna, all this great rock fishing
we're about to come into. You can land a big yellow on that thing if you want
right,
it. Yeah.
No doubt.
You put Power Pro Super 8 Slick on it, and it casts a mile with that rig.
65-pound Power Pro, you cast exactly.
Yeah, and you have plenty of capacity with that Tranch 300.
And the cool thing about that new reel is the power. There's so much torque for such a small reel.
And, you know, here's the deal. If you wanted something just a little bit bigger, you go to the 400.
Yep.
It's not that much bigger, but a lot more power and a lot more line capacity, too.
Still fits in the palm of your hand, but you have a very capable reel, especially going out fishing this bluefin tuna on the 60 right now.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
No problem. Check it out. The Tranch 300 and 400 and the Terramar Rod series. Load it up with Power Pro. You got the ultimate weapon. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 Super Pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. It's unique.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mighty 1090, the birthday celebration from Ron Lane. We're live here at Fast Lane Kayaks having a great time and talking fishing.
Indeed. You want to see the scene, check out our Instagram and our Facebook page. We have it posted on there, what we're doing. Come on down. It's a cool scene.
It is.
You got to check it out on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just click on any of our social media links on the top, and you can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. That's pretty much where we're at there. Let's go talk to our buddy Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, you guys. How you doing? Happy birthday, Ron.
Hey. What's up, Jeff?
Sorry, I missed you guys. Was going to love to be in the studio today, but unfortunately the day job called on me, and I'm out here in beautiful Palm Springs, California today. So
Palm Springs, indeed. Yeah, well, we wish you were here at Fastlane, but what's been going on down at Cedros?
Things have been good. I actually just got back Wednesday from a nice 8-day trip down there. I rode down on a big boat called the Laura and brought a whole bunch of good supplies for the island, including my brand new Traeger for the island. So super stoked on that. Got down there Sunday, got all unpacked Monday, basically about 2 in the afternoon. The wind was pretty mellow on Monday. Decided to go fishing with the boys for a little bit. Literally 1 mile, you guys, 1 mile outside the marina, yellowfin tuna.
No
yellowfin tuna.
How crazy is that?
Yellowfin tuna.
1 mile.
Literally 1 mile, Rick. Never even made it to the salt factory. Never even made it out past 100 foot of water. Put the cedar plug out. Put the black and purple out. Halco. We were getting triples. It was unbelievable. Fished 2 hours, came in, had 9 fish. Called Rory right away from Traeger and got a nice recipe to smoke some fish and made my brine that night, and Tuesday we were eating smoked fish off the Traeger. So, nice. Yeah, that's awesome, cool. Awesome time down there. Fishing's still really good. Lots of guys getting big yellows near the salt factory on trolling Rapalas, and the calicos were biting really well. So, water's 68 degrees down there still.
Wow.
So just you know, things are still going really, really, really strong down there on the island.
Captain Chucky behave himself on that ride down on the Laura?
He did really well, actually, and he kept me out of the weather. You know, we left right into the wind, and so it took us, you know, an extra probably 3 days to get down there. But we just hugged the coast, spent a couple days in San Quintin, stayed a day down by Guerrero Negro before we made our crossing, and it all worked out great. Super fun times. Those guys eat like kings on that boat. Man, I must have gained 10 pounds just on that boat.
That's cool.
So, but, yeah, real awesome. Fun, real fun times. So loving the show. You know, Hobie is, and, you know, Ron has been instrumental in, helping me set up my place down there on Cedros, and Pete, of course, all of your support that you've given me, from the start on this thing. So, just really sad that I'm missing, being down there with you guys today, and, but I'll hang out here in the desert and set us up for a good, 2018 down there on the island.
Fantastic. Are there any spots available for 2018 to come and fish Cedros kayak fishing?
Yeah, we got a couple spots, and we haven't promoted much our Let's Talk Hookup trips this year, but we definitely have two trips that Ron's going to be the host on those trips. There's a couple spots left on each one of those, so if anyone wanted to call and get on the Let's Talk Hookup trip, and we got a few spots left in September, which is kind of prime time. So yeah, feel free. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Hit me up on the website. Trip. You can see all of our stuff, and you know, obviously, call me on my phone. I love talking about Cedros. So even if you're traveling with somebody else and you want some good information on the island, you know, I'm talking to my boys down there every single day, so I can get you firsthand info always. So
awesome! And we have those Let's Talk Hookup Fastlane Cedros kayak fishing trips posted on our website on our trips page, letstalkhookup.com. Just go to the trips page, you'll see that. But in the meantime, we want to talk kayak fishing at Cedros with Jeff. How do we get a hold of you, Jeff?
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, give me a call on my cell phone anytime, 760-412-2507, or hit me up on the web, cedroskayakfishing.com. You can send me an email, jeff@cedroskayakfishing.com, and would love to help you guys out for sure. Have a great day down there. Happy birthday again, Ron.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right.
Hey, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff. Nice to hear from you. We miss you there. Hey, we're here at Fastlane in Mission Bay at Dana Landing. Come on inside and enjoy this beautiful shop. Walk around. Check out the things. Come on down and have a cinnamon roll and some coffee with us and enjoy the party down here. It's a good time. Mike in Chula Vista's here. Good morning, Mike. Step up to that mic, and thanks for joining us here at Fastlane Kayaks in Mission
Thank
Bay.
Thank you.
What's up,
good
Mike?
Morning. Beautiful
good
day.
Morning.
Ron, first of all, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
And your shop is awesome here. I'll tell you, coming in here, being an old surfer in the 70s, fishing off surfboard and everything, and an avid kayak fisherman now, see that I-11 back there, and it's making me drool the way you got it set up with the Lowrance and everything.
That's right.
Got a couple questions. How heavy is it, and weight-wise, I mean, for bigger guys, you know, is it okay for...
Oh, you betcha.
Like, up to what weight?
You know, I don't know. I don't know how much it'll take. You pretty much run out of room before you run out of buoyancy.
Okay.
We have sold some to some really big guys. And, you know, they're calling it all exercise. And I got to tell you, that little boat is so fast and nimble, I think it'll be... I mean, when you jump in it today, you tell me.
Okay.
You're going to have fun on that thing.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, so you've got them. If you want to try one, where do you have them set up? On the dock at the landing?
Yeah. You just walk right on the
dock and
just step right in the boat and go.
You'll see the guys on the dock.
And all the new ones got reverse now. It cracks me up. You can parallel park the thing. It's
so you could be 250 pounds and still be
able to
handle that kayak?
Yep, we've had bigger guys buy them, yeah.
Really?
Yep. Wow. And I got to tell you, you know Chris Minnick, Mr. Gizmo, he knows everything about fishing, and the guy's amazing. He gave us this idea to make this plate to hold the transducer, the battery, to hold the rod holders, so that it's completely separate of the boat. And that's what you're referring to. That little plate, I mean, when you put the seat on, it locks this plate down onto the deck, and it holds everything. So you can remove it really quick. It's
that's
super
so cool.
easy.
Yeah, awesome. It's really cool, and it's made by the guys at Blue Seeds Fabrication, that Sea Deck guys right next door.
Right next door.
Yeah, all CC and seed machined, and that's an option you can do on the I-11.
Well, most fishermen are going to end up with something like that.
Okay? Yeah.
Because they're going to want to take a fish finder.
It's cool.
When we went out,
it's
cool.
Pretty easy, too.
Oh, yeah. When Debbie and I went up to Mammoth, we blew up the boats. We put the fish finder on mine. I had a box in the back, just like that one set up. We rolled them down the water. So we're fishing. After we parked, we just got there. After we parked, we're fishing, both of us, within the first 20 minutes and catching trout.
That's so rad.
The guys in their float tubes were looking at us like, what the heck? that goes backwards, too. But it's fast.
And, yeah.
And Debbie come over to me, and she goes, those guys aren't very friendly. And I go, well, honey, you're catching all their fish.
That's it. All right. Well, thanks for coming down, Mike. And you are in the running now to win that Hobie Super Surfer. What a great great deal that is, for sure. And want to thank Ron and Deb for doing that again. Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, come on down. Beautiful morning here in Mission Bay. Try the kayaks out. Check out this wonderful store loaded with great Christmas ideas. Look at all the Salty Crew stuff that they have, too.
Yeah, you guys have a serious salty display.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of close to home.
Yeah.
I'd say sort of.
Yeah. Your son runs Salty.
Well, Jared and Hayden, they started that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've done an incredible job with that clothing, too.
Oh, that's been fun for them.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it. Well, the phones are definitely packed up. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090, that's our local number. Or, again, call us toll-free line 877-792-1090. Why don't we start it off with Mike, who's calling us from San Clemente this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, Ron.
Thanks.
Hey, I got a Pro Angler 12 that I purchased from you guys a few years ago. I really love it. It's so much fun. But it's a little heavy, and it's a little tough to put on my car racks. Do you have sort of a lift system that helps put that on?
You know, I'm glad you asked that. God, what a great question. We do, and it's called the Side Loader. It's in the Hobie catalog, and we had a gentleman came down to the fishing mission, and he got all fired up to get a Pro Angler. And I said, well, great. And I go, what kind of car you got? And he says, I got a Prius. I go, does it have a rack? And he goes, no. And luckily, I had a rack, a Thule rack for a Prius. And this kind of cracked me up because we had never done this before. And so we put the rack on. The crossbars are only about, you know, a foot and a half, 2 feet apart. And we put that Rhino side loader on it. And that means I could lift up the front of the boat while the back of the boat's on the ground. So I'm only lifting up half the weight. And once you do that, you can lift up the back and just shimmy it over onto the rack. And it makes the biggest boat the easiest to put on top of a car.
Wow. That's
and cool. We have a video we run in the shop all the time of that little side loader. I definitely say if you're having trouble putting a Pro Angler on a car, I can show you a system that's easier than putting an Outback on a car.
Wow.
That sounds great.
Now all of a sudden, the longer, bigger boat becomes easier leverage for you. That's awesome, right?
It's called the Rhino Side Loader.
And you'll demo it for them right down here.
We've got a video. They can run it. We can watch me put it on the Pro Angler.
Yeah, perfect.
How much do they run?
They're $149.
That's it?
That'll save my back.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, you're only lifting
back surgery
half
is a little bit more than that. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, with that, we're going to find out what's biting in the Baja. It is time for the Catch Port with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And again, today, Catch Port sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza knives are made from high carbon steel, which holds an edge way better, and they're very, very easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. And once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check out AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's A-N-Z-A Knives. .com, and we're going to be giving one away next Saturday for
next
the big
Christmas Saturday
spectacular.
For the Christmas spectacular. That's going to be and you have your own Anza knife now.
No, I'm really stoked. Yeah,
they're
super high quality. I'm really
jazzed. I am so impressed with those knives. I've been using them at home and on the boat. I'm blown away at how
the quality and how sharp they are and how they hold the edge.
Well, it's just like anything. It's a custom piece.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
not a production. It's not stamped out of a big line and overseas somewhere. I mean, this is the real deal, made in Southern California. This is
great Christmas
really cool
gift. Hansandknives.com.
You got
check it.
Well, hey, we're gonna find out what's going on in the Baja. We're gonna get Castaneda standing by. What's up, Cast Man?
Hey, welcome back, Ricky. You were missed. Let me tell you.
For sure.
Feels good to be back, buddy.
That show's not the same without you there, Ricky.
Yeah, for sure, Cast Man. You know, the biggest thing is if we could get rid of you, then it would really be good.
Hey, come on. Nice. Be nice. Hey, Ricky, did you get a big one?
I did, Cass. I got a 208 was my big cow of the trip.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
And other big ones, too. We're going to give a report here soon, but he
had great.
Many a big
all right, I'll make sure I listen up. Anyway, let's get on with the report. Southern Baja, Cabo San Lucas, and San Jose del Cabo, things slowed up a bit this week. They're still getting fish. That's good striped marlin bite that they were averaging over one per boat per day. That dropped down to just about a half for every two boats. Anyway, but there's still some tuna down there, especially up around the Sea of Cortez there at San Jose del Cabo. That tuna there, it's there year round. It's amazing how it just doesn't leave. They're not big fish. You know, they're that football 10 to 20 pounds, occasional 40, 50. A little bit of wahoo in this week. They dropped down, but they still got a couple in the count this week. A few Dorado. But the hot spots right now are over at down in Ixtapa-Zihuatanejo there, about 10 miles out. They're getting into the blue water. Lots of sails, a few blue marlin mixed in with them, a few Dorado, but really a good sailfish bite going there. And, of course, you know, this is their time of year from now all the way through May and June. And inshore, really good bite on roosters and big jack. So, it's, you know, topwater plugs working real well right behind the surf line. So some good fishing there. And Cancun, another great winter destination there. Getting some late season sales there, which surprised me this kind of late in the season for them. Normally that sailfish bite is good months are their April, May, and June. But seems like they're getting them every month now. And but they're also getting, you know, the Atlantic Barracuda, pretty good Dorado bite on Bull Dorado. And then there's a mixture of other fish, some fish I've never heard of. They got different weird names for them, but really, really good fishing going down in Cancun area. Of course, that's another great winter destination. Get away from the cold weather here in Southern California and the other people listening in other parts in the northern part and some of the mountain areas there. We're starting to get snow now. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Anybody wants to book a trip with Cast Tours into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico? And don't forget, we also do just vacation trips and cruises. Give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'm going to talk to you guys next week for that Christmas spectacular. And Pete, you better put my hat in the doggone drawing there.
All right, Castman, you're in. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, buddy. We got you covered.
Yeah, no
we'll
problem,
Castman. We'll put it in twice.
Yeah, one of those ends and knives would be nice, you know.
Okay, there you go. All right, Castman. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Cast.
All right, Harry from La Jolla is here at Fast Lane.
Hi, Harry.
Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Ron.
Thanks.
I wanted to thank you for doing something for me a couple weeks ago. You haven't mentioned it yet, but I'm sure you're going to get to it. I now have that electric motor.
Yeah,
and
Bixby.
I have a ball with that. I'm trolling for halibut in the bays now.
Nice.
And it's a super, super engine. I mean, it really is neat. You set it up the night before the tournament. I know it was kind of a lot of pressure on you guys getting it ready for me, but it helped me in that tournament. I was able to cover a lot of the bay looking for different fish. And we actually did come in second, thank you.
Yeah, but, way to go, Harry.
That was a neat trip. But that motor, anybody that has one of the Hobie kayaks and wants to get a lot of more range with it, it's beautiful.
So tell us about that, Ron. Yeah. What is that?
Well, one of our clients, a very young man, retired already. He had success in some other business. Just figured he needed a motor that was reasonable, you know, that was inexpensive for his kayaks. He has a Sport. I think he had an Outback, and then he got one of the sailing kayaks. So he designed that thing, had it built, been working on it for, God, it seemed like a while.
Yeah.
And he came in at a very reasonable price. I mean, for $9.95, you can get a motor that'll go on your kayak. battery, the whole deal. And this thing is so little and it's small, you know. And you can actually plug it into a handle and you can snorkel with it underwater. And
no
stuff.
Kidding.
Yeah, it's really creative. And it fits Hobies perfectly, whether you put it in the cassette well or put it on the rudder.
I have it on the rudder in the stern.
Yeah, it makes it just harder for that rudder to come up. Yeah. But, you know, I'm surprised, Terry, because you're in such good shape that you would buy a motor. You're always the first.
Why not?
Well,
man?
We go on those trips, and Harry's the first guy in, and he's the last guy out, and he's also the oldest guy.
Oh, well, thank you for that part.
So, you know, you're the fountain of youth.
Well, I use that when I want to go further.
Well,
actually, I use the Mirage Drive in addition to that.
Right, I know you do. That's why
I don't think I pick up an appreciable amount of speed, but what I'm doing is I'm saving the battery.
Yeah, range. Okay.
And the key is go out as far as you want to go out, and then use
it as a backup.
To come back.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
Me too, man. I think it's great.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited that they finally got those bitchy motors out.
We waited quite a while for it, Ron, but it was well worth the wait.
And they're pretty lightweight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, lightweight.
And they charge very quickly, and the speed on it is about 5 miles an hour.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty
fast.
Cool.
That's really cool. Right.
Well,
do you do with the Mirage Drive when you have it on? You just pull it up?
I just bring the fins up.
The fins up.
I don't even up think against you have the to hull. Do that.
Yeah. No, you probably don't, but I think I'm cutting down on drag that way.
Yeah. No. It's about, at any rate.
It works.
It does.
Yeah. It's real versatile.
All right.
Thanks, Harry. Appreciate coming down to Fastlane this morning for the big celebration today. Bart Hall's online. What's up, Bart?
Well, good morning, guys. How much fun to listen to you and Ron. This is great.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Double duty here.
Ron, I had one question. You know, for those who don't know, Hobie is one of the major sponsors of the Fred Hall shows. And I was in Ron's shop one day. We were talking about how fast you could blow up the R11. And so we're going to have a contest every day at all the Fred Hall shows this year to see who can blow up an R11 the fastest. And then we're going to give it away. But, Ron, I forgot what you called it. What's the name of it? What's the name of the contest?
Show up and blow up.
And it's
an I-11.
Get it?
Oh, the I-11, sorry.
11. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Well, that was a funny day. We had the guys were delivering so many of those things. And, and we had two of them, two clients at the same time, you know, getting their tutorial on how to blow it up, how to put it in the bag.
Yeah.
And Bart's head kept turning back and forth, and you know he doesn't miss a trick.
No,
Bart
Hall.
That's right.
He goes, "Dang, that could be fun at the show. Look at those guys."
And I'm going,
and it's like everything. If Bart Hall says we're going to do it, we're going to do it.
We're going to do it. Yeah, it's great, Bart. That's going to be fun. So that'll be both at Long Beach and Del Mar.
Yeah, and well, I'm trying to figure out how to do it in Bakersfield as well, but you know it'll be a thing where people will be cheering and we'll be doing times and we'll be going. Counting down, you know, to the second.
Like a marathon.
Yeah, that's
cool. it'll be a lot of fun, and we're going to take pictures of it too and get it on our website. And it's going to be fun, a lot of fun.
All right, that's going to be fun. All right, Bart. Well, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. Looking forward. It's coming. You know, Christmas is always kind of the beginning of the Fred Hall season, and it's not far away.
No, it's not.
Long Beach. What are the dates, Bart?
Long Beach is March 7th to the 11th. And the 22nd to the 24th down at Del Mar.
Cool.
And,
all right.
And of course, Pete and I, we're going to have an advertising meeting on Thursday to go over all this.
That's right, yeah. It's kind of like our Ron and I board meeting. We're going to have an advertising meeting.
Yeah, I know.
Craig Pobbs, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey,
all right. Appreciate that. Bart, I'll see you Thursday, and thanks a lot for the call this morning.
See you, Ron.
Thanks, guys.
Bart. All right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got more stand-up mic questions. We got catch reports coming, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle from Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranks, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and three-quarter-day trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, good morning. We're here at Fast Lane.
Yeah,
kayaks
beautiful.
Kayaks in Mission Bay, right across from SeaWorld, right next to the Dana Lontrance. I just went outside, Ron, and Deb has a spread out there. She's cooking those cinnamon rolls on the Traeger. She's got frosting for it. She's got hot apple cider. She's got coffee. All free. Just come on down.
Come on
join
down.
Us. Come on. Grab one of those.
Then you can
on,
try one of those I-11s.
Then come on inside and then walk on a dock and get on the I-11, and you'll be blown away by that kayak for sure. Wayne's here from CCA. Good morning, Wayne.
What's up, Wayne?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Great to have you. First of all, let's go ahead and announce the winner of the CCA calendar giveaway. It's quite a prize today, an Accurate 600 Fury Narrow Reel.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What a great Christmas present somebody's going to get.
Yeah. The winning number, 3093. 3093. Is that you? No? Okay. Well, if you look at the back of your 2007. 2007. I'm 10 years
behind. You got to go back a little ways.
I'm going back a little ways. 2017 Sport Fishing Calendar, and you'll see a number there. And 3093. Now, this year's calendar, which we're going to add to the prize package with the Hobie Super Surfer and the Hobie Lifeguard hat, is a great calendar. And although the December issue, December picture isn't as good as the one this year. So.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think July was as good this year.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, it's kind of really disappointed with Bill Barney there.
It's a second notch, but you know, it's
you can't be a centerfold every year.
Yeah. This year you have to register your number.
Yeah, go to our website, and on our front page at the bottom, there's a register area. That way we know who has the calendars and where they're at. Much easier to do the drawings going forward because we want to give our prizes away, support the sponsors. There's some great prizes, you know, and we just want to make sure that we can get them out to the people.
Yeah, so no doubt about it. Yeah, so what's going on with CCA?
Hey, you know, we just did a Mighty Might Invitational out here at Fastlane.
Yeah,
how fun was
November.
That?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what. Pete, you were in it. Ron was in it. These guys, it was a fun little tournament. Mighty Might stepped up, Hookup Baits, Hobie Kayaks, Traeger, we did the barbecue here. It was such a good tournament, and what it showed was everybody just wants to go have fun.
Yeah.
And so we are going to add the Mighty Might as a side pot in the Bob tournaments next year, which the first one's here in Mission Bay, right here at Fastlane again. So we'll be doing those tournaments, and we're going to add a Mighty Might side pot. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah,
Mighty Might. Wow. How's that work?
You got to catch your fish on a Mighty Might and take the picture. It'll be a side pot.
That was
this
really
thing with
fun.
Traeger grills. Ron hooked me up. We got two of the little ones, the little tailgaters. We're going to use those at our events going forward. Man, those things are
very
great.
Nice.
You weren't kidding about the set it and forget it concept.
Yeah.
It makes
everybody
look better.
Look at that. Debbie's
handing out. We're going to have to take a pause here because there's food coming
They're
in.
They're handing
now.
Out these cinnamon rolls. Cinnamon rolls. Are they any good, Tom? Yeah, they're super. He says, all right, so come on down.
Traegered up cinnamon rolls. That's cool.
Great food coming in. Boy, you guys got to come down here. Anybody listening on the radio, come on down.
Yeah, Fastlane Kayaks, Mission Bay.
They feed you, and you get to go try kayaks and the new I-11s.
The whole thing. What about a birthday candle for that one with Ferran? Yeah.
A bonfire.
Indeed, thank you very much. Oh, man, that looks good. So it's cooked on a Traeger grill.
Hey, a couple other things that we just got done with halibut broodstock trips. November, we had three of them added to the broodstock. We went down to the Mission Bay facility right across the street. We actually built a couple of the tanks. We just got to plumb them and put some electricity on them, and we'll be ready to go for more trips.
Wow. That's really cool.
And then we're doing tagging trips up and down the coast. This will be something that all of our anglers are going to want to get in on. I mean, I got to go fish inside of Anacapa and Santa Rosa on a tagging trip.
Wow.
Now,
these are the reserves.
Yeah, these are some of the oldest MPAs in the state.
Wow.
And if we can go in there and fish them for tagging trips, helps the science on our side, helps recreational angling out, but we get to go fish inside an MPA.
Wow.
This is what you guys wanted to do. I'm setting it up with the different groups to try to get us on board, and they want good anglers. So this sounds like a lot of fun for a lot of people. Just get a hold of me if you want to get in on this.
Wow. That's cool.
We'll put announcements out, but those are the good things.
All right. Well, thanks, Wayne. Keep up the great work. And sure, appreciate your support and everything you're doing for CCA. I know
thanks
a
to
lot.
You guys.
I know it's a lot of work, Wayne, for sure. Jim in National City is here. Jim's enjoying his great cinnamon roll, custom made by Debbie and Ava and the gang here at Fastlane. And you got your Let's Talk hookup sweatshirt on. You're looking good, man.
Represent, Jim.
I got everything going. I got my Intrepid T-shirt also.
Oh, man, this guy's a professional smoozer.
Yeah, he is.
I'm trying.
Good looking hat, too.
Yeah.
The deal I was going to talk about today was, of course, the big guy. And that other fellow, we already talked about the kayak for the bigger guy like me. And when's a good time to test drive one?
Right now.
When I see you have the live well.
Oh, yeah.
And also, how big a fish can you put in your fish hole on the kayak? Or do you have a fish hole?
Absolutely. But really, the way you want to keep fish, I mean, is in a cooler. And that reliable company, my goodness, they've been making bags for all the skiffs.
They make amazing bags.
They kind of startle you, like, God, the ice is still in there. And they make a reliable bag for the bow of a pro angler. They're just awesome. And we did a photo shoot, or not me, but Kevin Nakata did a photo shoot in the summer. Hot summer day. They wanted to get yellowtail. Well, he got one real early in the morning, 10-pound bag of ice in it. They didn't catch another one all day. So as they go in, after 10 hours of struggling to get, this yellowtail, They had one yellowtail in the bag that was there all day. Opened that bag up. Ice was in it. He took a picture. I have the picture.
Wow.
Looks like it was caught 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. That's because it's in that nice. So that's the way I would.
With the bag.
Yeah, bag it.
Okay. And the
and you have those here.
We sure do.
And they're designed, I mean, to fit the shape of the bow. I mean, it's not like just a round bag. I mean, it was
all the kayaks or just a pro angler?
No, you can fit them on all of them. All the boats. But it was made to, you know, that Pro Angler 14 is sort of the boat to fish, you know. Yeah. In La Jolla, sometimes you go out and you'll catch one early, but you want to stay all day and fish.
Yeah.
You don't want that yellowtail going, you know, chasing like you had it in a burlap bag on a half-day boat or something. So.
No doubt. Very good. No doubt. All right,
good
Jim,
question.
Thanks for
good
coming
to see you,
down.
Jim.
The Fast Lane Kayaks is Michael Mayer. Saw him here earlier. Is he inside?
Maybe
there
he's is.
There
Michael
he is.
Right
there's
there.
Michael. Michael from El Cajon. Good morning, Michael. He's got
a
good looking shirt on too. That Red Star hookup shirt.
Another hookup. Another professional smoozer.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, they're just good looking shirts.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
Whoa,
yeah.
Hook up.
Yeah.
I got one of those.
I got a closet full of them.
Yeah. Good.
That's really all the stuff I keep all the hookups on. I got a question on the Eclipse you got there with the handlebars.
Yeah.
What's the history on that and what's it really designed for?
Okay.
Good question.
To have fun.
This whole store is having fun.
That boat is amazing. They introduced it last summer. Actually, it was supposed to be in the spring. And by the time we saw it, we started demoing it. But by the time we could sell it, summer was already over. We had 60 deposits on that thing, and we couldn't get the boats. It was such a hot seller.
Wow.
That's a stand-up paddleboard with a Mirage drive made to act like, what would you call it?
An elliptical
machine, yeah.
Yeah. Good exercise, too.
Yeah, so now you're stepping down on it rather than
like
pushing.
It's like a stepping, yeah. And you're using your arms, too, right?
Well, the arms are only, no, you're just holding on with
your
arms.
Holding on your arms.
And I get asked all the time, what are those little brakes for?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was thinking like a little handbrake.
They're steering.
Okay. Yeah. Squeeze to go right, squeeze to go left.
That's
so cool.
And the thing is brilliant. And we do demos on those all the time.
Yeah. So if you want to come try one.
Oh, yeah. And if
instead of going to the gym, you could just do it on the bay.
Well, yeah. I highly recommend.
Or the lake. Or
not going to the gym, getting a kayak. Don't go to. Wait, we're here to disguise our exercise with fun. So
that's
we
it.
Actually do it. Right, guys?
Not a chore.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly.
That makes sense.
Get him to throw one in the water for you and try it out, Michael.
You got to now.
I'll bet your wife would love it.
She might.
Yeah, really cool. For sure. All right. Hey,
thanks,
check
Mike.
That out. Thanks a lot for coming down.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, including the catch report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse, up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot
bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
For East Cape Fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamJenWren.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.